Joining me live in studio this morning with the monthly update from the Sheriff's Office is Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson here on the Weekday Wake Up. Sheriff Johnson, appreciate your time as always today.
Good morning.
Thank you. Anyway, update from the Sheriff's Office. Last time we had you in, Sheriff, you talked about an ongoing investigation regarding ammo thefts that were occurring in the mail from people ordering ammunition and some other items online. Give us an update on that investigation and where things are at.
Yeah, so we were, I think last time we talked, we were trying to identify victims who were missing items that never got delivered. And so we have about 18 victims. We've filed an affidavit with the county attorney's office for charges, theft charges on that. We believe there's many more victims, so I expect some more to trickle in. But we have moved forward with the charging affidavit of the county attorney's office, who'll file that in the court system. And I don't believe that's happened yet, but the charges are with the county attorney's office. So
the person responsible's been taken into custody then, and that's happened.
He was in custody on some other charges, mail theft charges and some other charges. So, yep, he's it'll just be added to the charges that exist on
already. Okay. So there's no more concern of this continuing to happen, but you're still looking for, if people are out there, you still have supplies that you've recovered?
Yes, we have about 30,000 rounds of ammo and some other items. So I want to say air conditioners, food storage, and some of those victims of generator, I believe. Some of those victims have been identified, some haven't. So, like I say, we expect to find more. And if you're just hearing this for the first time and you experience that in the last year or so, then let us know, and we'll probably find your ammo for you.
Tell us where these items were recovered from. I understand there's some various places.
Yeah, so we, for the most part, from the suspect's home in search warrants, we recovered most of it there. Some of it had spread out a little bit, but most of it was recovered on search warrants at the home.
Gotcha.
Of the suspect. So yeah, we're happy to kind of tie that down, and like I said, we don't expect that to be a problem anymore. So
excellent.
Glad to tie that up.
So the investigation's done. That's gone into the court system. Mm-hmm. And so now you're just continuing to look for those that have missing items and that never arrived in the mail.
Never showed up. Yeah. And while I'm talking about it, our detective Jody Gardner done a great job on that and worked hard on that. So I want to give him some credit on that.
Absolutely.
Job he did.
Okay. Sounds great. Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Sheriff, anything else happening in the county you'd like to mention today?
Well, just a couple small things. I do want to thank, since I have the opportunity to be in here, thank Brolums, who over the weekend did a little fundraiser for the Lincoln County Peace Officer Foundation, and they hosted a lunch at the Alpine Brolums. The manager, Alan Dickey, there worked hard on that and a supporter of law enforcement. So the people that came in and bought a lunch and those proceeds went to the Lincoln County Peace Officer Foundation. It allows the foundation to do some good things in the community and help out law enforcement, but also help the community. That's the foundation that bought the drones that search and rescue uses, and the foundation's been active in trying to help out in the community. So I wanted to thank them. We use the opportunity of that event. The sheriff's office set up an information table with 911 education. And one of the things that we were doing there, and we want to continue to do, is handing out, numbers for your address. So if you don't have numbers visible for first responders to see, you know, the ones we hand out are green and white reflective. So first responders can, find your address when needed. And so we have those numbers at the sheriff's office. We're going to try and do some more events this summer where we hand out those numbers and do some education on number placements. So, heaven forbid you need first responders, that we can find you quickly, and medical, fire, any of those, agencies.
Well, and so often we think, oh, we'll just put it into the GPS, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
How many times do you guys run into issues with that? It's got to happen all the time.
It does. It's not perfect. It's helpful, but it's not the best. It's not the most reliable. And to pinpoint an address, it'll get us in the area to pinpoint an address. We really need those numbers up. And, you know, not to be overly dramatic, but it could save a life, a quick response, and certainly in a medical situation. where we're trying to get paramedics or an ambulance to your place, that's really important. So I would encourage you to come by. We have, like I say, we have those at the sheriff's office. We're going to try and do a few more events we talked to Brolin's about that, do a few more events in connection with Brolin's in their parking lot to do some 911 education and hand out numbers. And so we appreciate them.
Excellent. Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Something I wanted to ask you about, Sheriff, that's really helping out your search and rescue team, specifically the Star Valley Search and Rescue. Dan recently put a story in the Star Valley Independent a week or two ago about the new rescue boat that your search and rescue is able to utilize now.
Yeah. So that was done off a really generous donation, anonymous donation, and I had the opportunity to go out on a ride with that with Senator Dockstetter and the donor and search and rescue. And I'll tell you what, I don't recommend it because probably the only way you're going to get a ride is if you're getting rescued. But, man, it was a lot of fun. And we went up Snake River in it. And just it's really amazing the power and the ability that boat has. And then tie that with the experience that search and rescue has in rescue and driving that a jet boat and I mean they can do some amazing things. So
in fast white water, I mean we're not talking out on the lake. This is up the river canyon.
This was straight up Snake River at high water. It was exciting. It was a lot of excitement. My cheeks hurt from grinning so much when we were done, and I think the senator would express the same thing. It was quite the experience. So that's a great unit. That's a great piece of equipment and there's no doubt in my mind that'll be used to save lives especially this season with the river going to be so high. And we always have overturned boats and some rescues that go on up there.
Well, there was a kind of a real crazy incident on the Idaho side of the Snake River just the last couple of days where a vehicle ended up upside down in the river driving off the road. So, I mean, you really never know when and what.
Yep. We get all kinds of stuff and like you say, you just don't know. But well-trained search and rescue members and good equipment is a recipe for success. And so we are excited about that. Excellent. It's a neat thing.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. Sheriff, anything we missed today?
No, just be safe out there. People are, starting to see the increased traffic. Just slow down and spend a little time. We've seen some really high speeds. Talking to the deputies the other day, especially in that new four lane up there, people are using it to get out and stretch the legs on their vehicles, and we want to try and keep that to a minimum. So
certainly,
we'll be out looking for people that are driving in excess, because that is a safety thing. We want to keep the roads safe. So appreciate the opportunity, Duke.
You bet. Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning on the Weekday Wake Up.